Well, good morning, Chelsea. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You're such a good get to talk with. So let me ask you about your podcast. Why a podcast? I mean, you have so many options for yourself to get your voice heard. Podcasting, you can get into politics, you can television anytime. Why a podcast?
Well, I love podcasts, so I think that's admittedly a big part of the answer. I grew up listening to the radio, so it's fitting that we're talking on your radio program this morning. My mom always had on NPR when I was little. My dad always had on NPR or often admittedly music when I was little. And so I grew up listening to radio, and I still listen to the radio. And with the explosion of podcasts over the last years, it's really just been so, I think, natural for me to consume kind of information and to be not only informed but also entertained, like, by podcasts. And so when I was thinking, over the last kind of year plus of the pandemic, I wish that we could help people understand that public health isn't just something that we should be worried about, during a pandemic, although of course we need to worry about it during a pandemic, but it's something that we should be, thinking about and paying attention to even when we're not in the pandemic. I was thinking, like, how could I try to best do that? And I think because I love podcasts, I thought it would resonate for me, at least, to be able to kind of do this work that I feel called to do in this moment, like, through the podcast paradigm, and hope that it works. And if it doesn't, I guess I'll try something else, but hopefully this will work.
Well, perhaps. Well, and that brings me to my next question, which is, are you going to focus mainly on public health, or are your interests seem to be in so many different areas, but is the podcast specifically for health?
Yes, the podcast is specifically for public health. So we talk about addiction and substance use disorders, for example. We talk about firearm safety, so away from politics, just how do you talk to kids and families about firearm safety, trying to take the conversation out of kind of the political realm and really root it in the public health realm with parents and with pediatricians. We talk about kids' mental health. We're talking here now in May, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and there have been so many conversations about kind of how we as adults can think about our mental health and hopefully recognize that our mental health is part of our health. I really, though, want to help parents, grandparents, anyone who has kids they care about in their lives also think about and know how best to talk to the kids in our lives about how they're feeling and how to support their kind of healthy mental health development over time. So those are just a few of the things that we're talking about on the podcast.
And I suppose many people may not know that you have a huge background in public health, right? You teach.
Yeah, so I have a master's in public health. I have a PhD in international relations and global public health. I teach at the Mellon School of Public Health at Columbia University and have taught for about a decade there. So, yes, I think often people think of me, as just my parents' daughter, and I'm super proud to be my parents' daughter, right? Or they may know that I've written some books, and some of those books have done quite well, and I'm really proud to be an author and of all the books I've written. But public health is a big part of what I do, so I'm really happy that I now get to do that work in this way.
I got a kick out of reading all of this, everything that you do, and now you're starting the podcast. And the first thing that came to my mind is, do your parents now have to set appointments to see you?
So we do have lots of, like, schedule management, even in this virtual time. But my grandmothers were both really important to me growing up, especially my mom's mom. And so it's been really important to me that my kids are connected to my parents and to my wonderful mother-in-law. And so even over this last, 15 months, we at times have potted with my parents, so that's been great, like, over last summer. And we have regular, like, FaceTime and family Zooms because I want my kids to still always be connected to their grandparents. And I hope that they're able to have the same relationship with their parents and I was really lucky enough to have with my grandmothers when I was little.
Oh, that's awesome to hear that. Now, I to go back to your podcast for a moment, Jane Fonda, the mayors of Atlanta and Washington, Dax Shepard. My gosh, what a lineup.
Well, I really have, like, a fangirl moment with Jane Fonda, because she's just someone I admire so much. I mean, you know, that this tireless woman in her 80s is still acting, like, on a show that's really popular, that she clearly loves making and is such a fun time kind of being in. And she's, you know, an activist, and she's an author. I mean, I just was so excited to meet her that I had a moment of like, oh my gosh, no, wait, now I'm talking to her. Like, I need to start talking. Like, I can't just like be frozen in fangirl moment. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk to people I really admire about issues that, that I know they care about and that I care about too.
That's awesome. It's funny to hear that from you, because you've met so many people in your time, whether you were in the White House with your family, but also the fact that Jane Fonda does that to you as well, because we all have those moments. That's amazing.
And I think it's important that we don't lose those moments, right? Like, I think it's really, I mean, I was talking with someone earlier about, like, the posters I had on my wall as a kid, and I had a poster of Michael Jordan next to a woman named Paloma Herrera, who was kind of one of the, I loved to dance. I also loved basketball. I was not particularly good at either, but I loved both of them a lot as a kid. And Paloma Herrera was, like, one of the great kind of ballerinas of the 1990s, and I had these two posters on my bedroom wall, like in the White House, like when I was a kid. And I think if I met either of them today, I would just be so starstruck, because like they were my icons, right, when I was a kid. And I don't think we lose that sense of wonder and awe, or at least I hope we don't lose that sense, especially for the people that were really inspirational to us when we were younger.
I think we'd all be looking forward to some of your other guests that you have on. Dax Shepard, public health, notably, you know, he's had his own struggles with addiction issues. Is that what the purpose of that was?
So we talked about his struggles with addiction and substance use disorder, and his kind of time in recovery, and when he relapsed over the autumn, and kind of why he thinks that happened. And yet I think what the most important part of our conversation, with his kind of honesty and his candor and his commitment to destigmatizing these conversations so that we have more of them, because we know that addiction and substance use disorders touch almost every American, either in our own lives or in our families, with our friends, was he shared how he talks to his kids about his addiction. And I think that's really important, that we have role models who are role modeling, like how to have tough conversations with kids, honest conversations with kids at an age-appropriate level, but that we're not shielding our kids, because kids are really, like, they're with it. They're perceptive. Like, they know what's happening in their lives. They know if something's off with mommy or daddy or their grandparents. So I'm really thankful that he shared how he talks about his addiction and his struggles with his kids, and I hope that helps other people have similar conversations with the kids in their lives.
Oh, Chesley, thank you so much for sharing that. I wish I had more time with you, but my time is up, and I know you've got other interviews to do. But thank you again for sharing with us, and I look forward to hearing your podcast more.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You have a great day.
You too.